This is Lauren Bond, and welcome to Dub Labs Out There. Imagine a soundscape that not only stimulates your auditory senses, but also connects us with the more than human world. Metabolic Sonic's groundbreaking practice, in which we have literally broken through the concrete of the LA River, fuses the machine with the biological.
Thank you.
optimism isn't necessarily dreamy thinking, although I have to say, everybody here looks pretty dreamy today. It is about optimizing things. What do we do when we build a carceral system for a river? We attempt to liberate her, right? So we're starting our procession today in front of this temporary concrete straw, which reaches down 50 feet into the ground so that we can lift that water and liberate it, so that water can do what water wants to do, which is seek the lowest ground and flow there at its own time and its own tempo. So once upon a time, this land we're standing on and the land we today call the LA State Historic Park was a basin where that water would flow. We are remembering, putting back together. Take what's been broken, dismembered, and remember it with our bodies and our intentions. Let's remember the floodplain. There's something innately powerful that happens in Southern California here, especially around the LA River, because of the diversity of our population, because biodiversity loves our differences. Things thrive when they come together around biodiversity. So where you're sitting was a tow yard made famous because O.J. Simpson's Bronco was towed here after that infamous car race. It is from those of us who are old enough to remember Repo Man, where I would get my car out of impoundment when I used to be in the punk rock scene back in the 90s. This is how I knew about this place, right? So the dark underbelly of the city has also been its engine room in art and culture. So what you see here is Metabolic Studios' provocation about how do we turn a tow yard back into the primary floodplain of the pre-carceral river. This is where the Wild River would flood. This is where the duff and dander and leaves and trees would find themselves so that food and medicine would grow and the first peoples of this land would come here to eat and drink. So firstly, I'd like to thank Eduardo and Karen and Ovi for our coconuts today. Thank you for nourishing us. Thank you, Luis, for connecting us, and we'll hear from Luis today. And now, with no further ado, I want to introduce Diego Zapata, who will introduce the site a little bit more. Diego worked here with Northeast Trees as a high school student, and I like to say we're in an A-B-A-B rhythm in his life. It's like A, he goes to school, B, he comes back to the moon to cultivate it. Then he goes back to school, and then he comes here. And so we're catching him between his master's and his PhD. So we're very happy to have him. And he and
And the Farm Lab team will be here on Thursday this week to test your soils. If you're worried about soils, you can bring them here on Thursdays. He'll tell you more about that. But we also wanted to say, this is so beautiful right now. If you want to just come hang out, bring your friends and be in this incredible garden this Thursday and the following Thursday while spring is really coming would be great. So we have five lightning conversations for you right now. Each will be 5 to 10 minutes, and they're all from people who are making another city possible.
This is a very, very special place to me. It has incredibly shaped my perspectives on life as an activist, as an organizer, as a scientist, because to me, it is a place that's dedicated to asking what it means to not only build cities, but to also ask how to gently undo them, right? So that soil, water, and community can finally reemerge and rebuild those connections that have been lost through infrastructure. The voices you're about to hear today represent different threads of this larger experiment that we call Optimist Day. People who have moved Earth, built community infrastructure, and imagined new pathways connecting the places we are currently at today. So first, I want to introduce our panelists. We're going to hear from Kristen Flores. Kristen, do you want to? There you, woo! She played a vital role in helping us physically move the soil that makes moving mountains possible. So reminding us that transformation begins with the simple, powerful act of people working together. We're also going to hear from Jeff Perry. He's the founder of Angel City Lumber and who's also been leading a new project called the Altadena Reciprocity Project, an effort to salvage trees destroyed by the Eaton Fire to transform them into locally milled lumber that will be used to rebuild homes in the very Altadena communities they grew up in. His work reminds us that even in devastation, materials and memory carry forward. With the spirit of movement and possibility, I'd like to welcome our first speaker, Kristen Flores.
The Topanga Canyon landslide of 2024. We were contracted by Caltrans to come out and try to move this massive material as soon as possible while also trying to rebuild the slope side. So we have the spider hoe up there trying to get rid of all the loose material and bring it down back to the road so that we can at least haul it out. We have all this material that we need to haul out like as soon as possible. So we're trying to turn over every rock, try to call anybody that we can think of that would want the dirt or the soil. And we got in touch, luckily, with a farmer out of Camarillo that used the soil. So we're using his lands that he was contracted for from the different farmers to try to get the soil over there to him. And luckily, we got a phone call that actually came to us from Lauren and Kristen. Mm-hmm. You wanna?
Yeah, so yeah. 2024 Topanga Canyon landslide happens. We have an insane amount of dirt to move, and you know, road needs to open up ASAP. So we're not only tasked with restabilizing the landslide, the hillside, but also moving this soil. And so it was our goal. We were like, this is, and also, just so everyone knows, dirt is dead. The right term is soil. That's what I learned from
so
Kelly.
So I corrected myself.
Yeah. So we definitely have spread that. But so we have all this soil we're moving. We were like, this is great soil. We really want to save it from landfill. Like, what are the options? And that's when we found a farmer. And then we received a call from Lauren, who actually walked down the canyon at one point.
And we were like,
what are you doing here? Because we had all this equipment, and it was, you know, crazy. And I was like, if someone doesn't know you're on the road, they could back up. And, you know, and she was like, oh, okay, I just have. And so it was amazing, because then I gave her my phone call. I mean, my phone number. And then we had another conversation. And it was like, hey, let's try to make this happen. And we mentioned it to, you know, the state, and they're like, look, it's about time and how quickly you can make this happen. So figure it out, and then we can have another conversation. So we figured it out. We were like, look, the big question was carbon footprint. You know, you guys, you're going to go from Topanga Canyon to basically, you know, LA traffic, you know, we can't have that carbon footprint. And we were like, okay, then we'll haul at night. And then it was like, okay, well, can you get the haul routes approved? Can you have drivers drive safely? You know, and we basically got it all done between the two of us trying to navigate. And Kelly and Metabolic, everyone was very willing. And we jumped on multiple phone calls. You know, this soil is really special to us because of how much we collaborated with the team. So that happens. We learn that it's possible, right? Caltrans or the state sees like, hey, you can partner. Not only did we save the state a lot of money because we saved so much soil from going to a landfill, but we also made purpose and repurposed this material, right, for good use. And then 2025 happens, catastrophe hits, Palisades fire, then extreme amount of rain. We get another call. I'll let Greg take it away.
Yeah, so we were already in Topanga dealing with the landslide still, so doing just minor adjustments. Then the fires happened, right? And so it was a question of now, hey, we're a contractor that's already in the canyon. We'll have you guys help to clear out the debris, right? So during that process, we're dealing with all different types of agencies. I mean, state parks, fish and wildlife, fire departments, Southern California Edison, Public Works, you name it. I mean, we dealt with all the different agencies. And in the meantime, we're trying to ramp up to try to get rid of this material. The rain happens, like Kristen said. So after the rain, the canyon really showed its true colors as far as the flow lines mm-hmm. that just weren't holding up enough of the material that was coming down from these flow lines. I mean, heavy erosion that's on the road, guardrails literally hanging off the cliff. I mean, you name it, things were happening out there that we never knew was gonna happen. But with the atmospheric river that California was experiencing, it was just too much material. So we go ahead, we mobilize, we get our plan together. We're still doing like remediation for the road. Mm-hmm. You can see we're repairing slopes. We got our excavators out there. You wanna go to the next slide real quick? Those flow lines that I mentioned, right? You see anywhere debris that's typed like this where it's glass rock, mm-hmm. different boulders. But for those flow lines where there's mass amount of material coming out, between these two pictures we're maybe like a week from each other. So we had just gotten done with these flow barriers, then the rain came and basically filled it up maybe 4/5 of the way, mm-hmm. 2/3 of the way. So I mean, we're going in there trying to do the best that we can to alleviate that much pressure from going onto the road. And then you wanna go to the next slide? And then the next, right, is Caltrans had gone with the Topanga Canyon community to come up with a plan that, you know, obviously would eliminate this erosion from happening, you know, continuing to happen in these areas with heavy flow lines. And they went ahead and designed a soldier pile wall with a shotcrete wall that had sculpting on it. And I mean, the contractor that we have out there that's helping us do the shotcrete, I mean, the guy goes everywhere. He goes to Italy, mm-hmm. he goes to Spain, wherever
it's
you name it.
It's pretty beautiful, right?
Yeah,
it's a very nice
yeah, it pretty much mimics the rest of the canyon. And that's what we wanted to hone in on, like with the community, because they had such a big voice with Caltrans and trying to design this that we were fine to work with every different type of agency to get the job done. And we wanted to make it look as natural as possible, right? Because mm-hmm. it was just an eyesore if it was anything different. So we're mm-hmm. glad we made it happen. You want to go to the next slide? So what has worked, right, in the spirit of collaboration, right, for this day of trying to just make sure that we step the right foot forward with all the different agencies, communities, anybody that we can speak to as far as making these things happen and moving that step forward and taking that extra step to make it really known that, hey, we're a contracting company. Because to be honest, contracting companies, there's a lot of egos involved. But nonetheless, we wanted to make it known that we're willing to work with whoever comes our way. And I feel like in the spirit of collaboration, it just makes the machine move even smoother, right? It's just like the oil that just keeps on giving back to just keep it moving and keep it going. So we really wanted to make sure that we established that, hey, we're willing to negotiate, we're willing to collaborate, whatever that we can do to make this possible and make it most, optimize the most out of what's happening. We'd like to do that. And you know, if we could save a few dollars, good. But if we could give back to the community, even better, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just to piggyback off of that, you know, it's contracting is extremely, there's a hierarchy, right? You have to trace where the money usually comes from. And so once you find that, there's many different layers in between. But what's important is that you hire the right people, right? People who want to do the right things, right? Who take the time to listen. There's definitely contractors out there. You know, we appreciate very larger companies who come in with the right big infrastructure and who can help out in a time of need. But it's also, it was like, we were meant to be in that canyon because of how much, not only one, like we love the canyon, but also our phones ring at all times of the night. And so to have a company where you can immediately call the decision maker and that person can answer, because it's a trickle down effect. Like, our guys know, like, you do not cut a limb, you do not cut a tree, you do not do anything, touch the environment unless we are involved or our superintendent, foreman. We have great community activists in the area who sometimes are like, hey, I don't know if anyone knows of Rosie, but she's an amazing activist in the canyon. But we're like, Rosie's going to do a drive-by and you guys better be on point. Like, everyone needs to be doing the right thing. And so those types of conversations, that's what's really important when we're building a new city. That's what impacts and trickles down, right? Just much more, you know, the more you create, the better it is. But I think our last slide is just like, if there's one thing to take away from this presentation, it's that better infrastructure is possible. Severe emergencies that happen, such as the Topanga Canyon landslide and essentially the Topanga Canyon road essentially sinking and the integrity of the road becoming impaired due to the fire and debris. There's ways to prevent that, right? So if anyone is involved in organizations or communities or see something, hey, water's accumulating, we have something shifting, the foundation's losing integrity, don't be afraid to make a phone call, ask someone, get the right people out there, because that's how we can make this better, right? If we prevent. And with that, just want to say thank you to Metabolic once again and all of you.
Talking about this, Kristen and her family also said they grew up on Eastside Ballet, and they were very aware that there was not enough access to public space that had clean soil. And so they were incredibly moved that not only were we able to get, you know, we were told that they could haul the soil here if we had a place for it by Friday, that was on Monday. And so not only were we able to bring it here, but I want to call out the LA State Historic Park, because they also were able to open part of their park that was closed as a laydown yard, which is why we will be able to release the LA River and liberate it onto primary soil from the forest. And that is biomimicry, right? Because the soil would normally go to the basins carried by water, but they provided the flow that water is not able to provide. So flow engineers, how much confidence?